Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
Good morning to you. I'm Fred Blankenship. The time is now 7 to 6. Right now, we have Mark Arum, our traffic prodigy.
Good morning, everyone. Just heard from a traffic trooper heading out of Noonan. Last name English, first name Old. Said 85 wide open.
It's now 7:26. I'm Fred Blankenship, and right now we have Mark Arum and Triple Team Traffic. Mark, it's mob deep out there right now on I-20 with delays.
The outer loop delays in DeKalb County, 285 northbound, leaving Glenwood Road, trying to get up to trouble at Lawrenceville Highway.
Karen, thank you. Some shook ones right now on I-75. Mark Arum is standing by with more on this.
Now beyond the block, hustling, counting my stacks. Those trip times counting up to 27 minutes now. Look at traffic tracker two. No brake lights here. Just a lot of folks pushing Lexuses wearing fat diamond rings, but delay free in and out of Midtown. It's all alone in these streets, cousin. Very light volume here. 75 north and south at Howell Mill Road. It's a new trouble on the west side of town. 6 blocks and you might not make it through. What's blocked right now, Mark McKay? You leave the house this morning and head to work. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds, but no delays getting to the workplace out of McDonough. Yeah, Fred, you know Atlanta traffic, survival of the fit, only the fit survive. We've been dealing with trouble on the west side of town. Yeah, Fred, wild on the streets. I try to maintain the latest snag heading south on 85. Anytime you want traffic info, it's on Twitter. You tweeting me, I'm tweeting right back at you. It's at WSB Traffic.
Mark, you are the man, 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 the man.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, watch out
for
phone, man.
For real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
I got this. Just watch my back. I got your friend.
Check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green, and ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
You know it.
That's why. Respecting the gods, yo. That was one of the greatest things ever.
You got to, right? My brother. You got to. Before we go out and get all in right now, we got the lather flowing. Let's get our man in here.
Of course. Yo, we got Creative on the spot. What up, man?
Yo, what up, what up?
What's good?
Creative, thanks. Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest. We glad you made it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm glad I made it too. Glad I made it too, brothers.
Yes, sir. That right there, that intro, no matter where you at, in the club, at the crib, no matter what, all the heads know when they hear that shit, neck's about to be snapping, nigga.
Nigga.
That shit is crazy.
The siren call.
Yes.
That's what I got. The siren call of you ain't got to hear the beat. You just got to hear the siren call.
That's it. To all the killers in the $100 billers.
So
got you stuck on the realness.
Oh my gosh. You at the bar, you're like, oh, I'll come back later. My shit is on right now.
No doubt. So certainly we're gonna shout out rest in everlasting heaven to Albert Johnson, also known as Prodigy of Mobb Deep. I would say this. I mean, I'm trying to think about the things I'm going to say on the show to try to put it in context. I mean, you could talk about 90s New York. I mean, you could talk about Jay if you want. You could talk about Big. You could talk about Nas. You could talk about Wu. All important, no doubt. But who really, the street soldiers, who spoke for the street soldiers, the dudes on the ground, just cut for cut, record for record, Mobb Deep. Incredible.
The kings of that drama music.
Incredible.
That shit, son, when you heard that shit, it just made you just... That ugly face hip hop, my nigga.
You know what's fucked up, though? Is that it hurts my heart, because it's like when we gotta be like weddings and funerals be to respect shit. Weddings and fucking funerals. So it ain't like Mobb Deep wasn't great all along. You know, we can look back at their catalog and find a lot of greatness, but it's like people just get pushed to the side, you know what I'm saying? And then tragedy or some shit happens, and then here we are.
But see, I'm going to disagree, because I don't think Mobb Deep was ever disrespected in that way.
I didn't say disrespect.
No, I know what you're saying, but I mean, the fact that people can get up here, I mean, obviously the man passed away, and then, you know, we're going to note that. But it's, you know, it's like a celebration. You know, we're thanking him for what he did for hip hop. You know, what his legacy is and will continue to be in hip hop. I mean, it's almost like a celebration.
Yeah, Mobb Deep, I don't think, never was disrespected, because Mobb Deep worldwide, no. not just United no. States, worldwide, yo.
Right.
It's crazy.
And you know what else is crazy is that out here there's this place called Runyon Canyon. It's this big ass hill that people walk on and shit. And I did a social media thing, and the goddamn hashtag I put was getting closer to God. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is like a week and a half ago. And wow. so that's how much Mobb Deep means to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then this happens like crazy. What you think, Creighton?
Man, Mobb Deep, man. I've been listening to Mobb Deep for a little minute, man. Cause they really kind of influenced me with the Woo. You know, cause they used to mess with meth a lot. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I really got up on Mobb Deep. You know, I started listening. You know, the first song I really listened to with them was The Realist with Kool G Rap.
Oh, okay.
And that's what really put me on, you know what I'm saying? And I started listening to Extortion with Method Man and all that. So I'm like, man, these niggas cold, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's a shame, like what you were saying, like how they just started celebrating him when he passed away, you know what I'm saying? Because for a while, they wasn't, you know what I'm saying, even checking on Mobb Deep, you know what I'm saying?
But see, I'm going to say that's Mobb Deep, it was a group that continued to tour. I mean, it wasn't like they weren't out there. I mean, they got to the 20th anniversary of the Infamous, you know. It was re-released. I mean, they just did the tour, All the Rap, the situation in Las Vegas before he passed. Before that, they did the Roots Picnic in Delaware. So, again, it wasn't like Mobb Deep was, you know, just totally forgotten about in that way. So, I know what you're saying. You know, but they weren't in the same when you obviously mentioned, again, all the names I mentioned earlier, the Jays and the Bigs and the Nas. They weren't celebrated in that way. But I don't think their music just stood for, it was so much quality that when you talked about 90s New York, or you talked about that East Coast, West Coast, I mean, Tupac dissed them, you know, prominently out front. You know, they were on Capone Noriega's LA. So I don't know, B. Their legacy is too solid, too huge to underscore, even, you know, us talking about him as Prodigy has passed away.
They got a lot. I mean, a right. lot of records, yo. A right. lot. Son. It will not be hard finding instrumentals for this
oh
show.
Oh, my goodness.
Son.
that won't be a problem.
So, one thing I noticed, I'm driving the bus, you know, and, you know, you know, obviously people got music, you know, bumping. They going to work during the morning commute or whatever. We're no lie, y'all. I saw four, maybe five cats our age, different jobs, a cat in a minivan. Suit and tie, look like he going to work or whatever, had Mobb banging in the minivan, kid. You know what I'm saying? So I saw niggas on the trash truck, Mobb banging, you know? So I think they certainly getting their due. They certainly getting their due.
For sure.
They definitely had an impact.
So one thing I want to talk about as far as Mobb Deep, and I think one of the most underappreciated for me things about Mobb Deep is the that is one group that I love to listen to their hooks. They had the most comprehensive hooks.
Yeah,
just the way they constructed their hooks, nobody did that. Nobody does that the way Mobb Deep does. So I definitely really really appreciate that. So
for me, I'm sorry, it would be the storytelling, because they just told vivid stories. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like they were just gibberish talking. They was talking stories that you could actually see. You know what I'm saying?
The lines are just, it's, you could sit here and do a whole show on the lines. You know, my part of town is similar to Vietnam. I mean, lines like that, you know.
Man. Yeah. Mine's is, you know, how they rhymes was like, punch you in the face type, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think like a lot of people was like actually like scared of them, you know what I'm saying? Cause they came gutter, you know what I'm saying? They was hard with it, you know what I'm saying? That's just my thing. With
oh,
them.
They was
definitely street oriented.
They represented Queensbridge to the fullest. I mean, it's no question.
They represented
that.
The streets. Period.
They did. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely the top five, one of my favorite groups of all time.
Oh, son.
Oh, yeah.
Son, no doubt. So I'm sitting up here thinking, because at the end of the show, we're going to do all mob.
Of course.
You know, and of course, I know how Kurt G is. He don't want to do no hits. He don't want to do no things. I mean, I just happened to jot down three joints. One of my favorite joints is Speaking So Freely. Another joint is Getaway, and then the G.O.D. Part 3. I mean, and it's just three off the top of the head, you know.
What's that joint where they sampled Blinding Me With Science?
Oh, we were just playing that joint. We were just playing that joint. Yeah, we were just playing that joint. Yeah. I'm thinking True Life.
Man.
Yeah, that joint's crazy, too.
That's a Got It Twisted. That's there the name of that record.
There's just so many. Like you said, there's so many. It's easy to just pick. You know what I'm saying? Spin it and pick.
Yeah.
Like I said, mine's is The Realest with Kool G Rap, man. That beat and the way they were just flowing on that, dude. I'm like, man.
The Mob had some of the hardest beats, yo.
Man.
Their beats was just crazy.
Yo, like you said, it's for the street. You know, just the starkness of the production that is so street-oriented.
That drama music, baby.
No question. No question about it. Yo, so, you know, that's what's up. So, you know, let's, again, welcome our guests, you know, to the Hip Hop Digest show. We're going to get this, if you know, you're a regular listener, we're going to hit you with the standard questions then. Okay?
Already know.
Okay, son.
You ready? You ready then? He said, "You know what? Y'all niggas on. Y'all know I'm ready."
Okay. So, sir, your favorite, your personal top three MCs.
All right, my top three MCs right now that I'm listening to. I got to put Ghostface on it. That's number one. Got to rock with Ghost. For my commercial, I say K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar. And then right now, you know, Royce the 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
It was between Royce or Black Thought. I'm going to go with Royce because I'm listening to that new Royce mixtape right now.
Oh, I got that joint banging too. Royce is just so nice.
Why ain't I got it?
Lyrically, it's free $3.99, my nigga. Go get it.
Nigga, you guys are vampires. You be all up at night doing shit. But during the day, nigga, I'm out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be getting none of that. So holla at me.
Yeah, I'll hook you up, my nigga.
Thank you.
Yeah, like I said, it is free. It is free $3.99, my nigga.
All right. So, creative, let's continue with the digest grilling. What was your first 12-inch CD tape, whatever, that you bought with your own money?
Man, so... I get into a little story real quick.
Go ahead.
So it all started with my uncle, man. He was the hip hop person in my family, and I used to always try to sneak and listen to his little records, music and stuff. So he finally got me a boombox, and the first tape I didn't buy with my money, but he bought it for me, was Shaq Diesel.
Wow.
And I thought Shaq was like one of the coldest rappers, right? And then I started listening to his albums, heard What's Up Doc, the Fooch Nickers on it. And then I finally got to No Hooks with Method Man and RZA on it. And then that's what got me into hip hop. And I bought Wu-Tang Forever. That was my first CD.
Right.
Okay. You see, you got a connection through Shaq.
Right. So they wouldn't let me listen to the music. Like my grandparents would let me listen to the music with cursing in it. So he bought Shaq. You know what I'm saying? So... that's what got me on there.
Okay.
I'm a what?
Oh,
what?
I started listening
I'm a
to
true
Woo.
Snick.
Yo, that joint with Biggie and Shaq, though, I still fuck with that, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you can't stop the rain.
You can't stop the rain?
Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I fuck with Shaq and Biggie. Can't stop the rain. I said it.
Oh, that's what's up. Yo, real talk, though, I do have that on vinyl, though. I do got that record on vinyl, so. That's what's good. All right. I
give a shout out to Loose Ends, though.
That's when your boy Peter Guns was eating good.
He's
hanging out with Shaq back then.
Yeah.
Hold on. He
wrote that.
No, that was. No, that was. Fuck, what was that? It wasn't the real Chuckaboo, though.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that album. It was another one.
But it was Loose Ends, though.
Oh, definitely Loose Ends.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy, author Kevin Powell, sues All Eyes on Me creators for copyright infringement.
Wow.
He has filed a lawsuit against the creators of the Tupac Shakur, All Eyes on Me movie. He said they relied heavily on interviews he conducted. And articles and questions were in Vibe magazine in the 90s. Also, Rolling Stone interviews, etc. Powell said that he's seeking an immediate block and wants the film pulled from all theaters. And he wants a slice of the profits of the $27
million there it is.
That is already earned, landing number three at the box office. So, you know, that's kind of a big deal, yo, because Kevin Powell is doing a lot of exclusive interviews with Pac. And even the creator, even the person who did the film, said that those interviews was the basis of the film. He may have a case here, Swerve.
See me leaning back,
I
right?
See you leaning,
yeah, I see
but
you leaning. Let it go, nigga. Let it fly. Let that arrow fly, nigga.
I like Kevin Powell, first of all. I do. But we talking about creative expression. We talking about unless that goddamn movie, which I still haven't seen yet as a recording day, unless they have taken verbatim out of those interviews words, I don't know if it's a good look, because you know there's this thing called public domain, and there's a whole lot of Pac interviews out there. So, what, everybody was trying to get $27 million?
Executive producer LT Hutton did an interview earlier this month where he admitted that he looked at all of the interviews, and they were a big factor in his writing or production of the movie.
Okay.
I mean, they got him on tape, B.
They do, and that
I don't care.
To me, Powell is looking for a money grab. I understand that they probably did incorporate some of those interviews and all that shit, but it's an interview, nigga.
It's a movie.
And, you know what I'm right. saying? It's an interview. It ain't like they took something that he actually wrote down and took something that he did for him. It's an interview. Pac just talking. So what are you supposed to study? It's so, like if you're studying Malcolm X or Martin Luther King's speeches. It's like you're going to have to watch that in order to study that.
Okay.
So the nigga that actually sat there and put the mic in front of Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Man, whoever put the microphone in front of Malcolm X or in front of Martin Luther King, you saying that nigga got a right to sue somebody for those interviews?
Okay, first of all, it's different. A speech is different. Okay? Speech is different. At some point in time, the speech may get into the public domain, but the speech is still copywritten. So if you get up there and you do a scene with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and you rocking the speech verbatim, trust me when I tell you, those King kids, as greedy as they are, they going to come for some money.
Okay, yeah, so I'm not even talking about that.
Hold up.
This is my point. You. Okay.
Who did Kevin Powell produce those interviews for his own personal
this was
business, or was he working for some company
this was,
to do the interview?
Now, I don't know if he was an independent and then got on and Vibe picked up the story, Rolling Stone, et cetera, et cetera. But those are the two publications named that the interviews came from. But what I'm saying is that, and I did a little bit of research before I picked this topic up, and my analogy is the movie Frost Nixon.
Right, I remember that movie.
Where your boy, they redid the interview when he got the interview and interviewed Nixon. Mm-hmm. His estate got paid.
His estate got paid?
Yes.
Whose estate
not
got
the
paid?
The interviewer.
Nixon got paid.
No. Nixon was the president of the United States. The interviewer, his estate got paid.
Okay. Well, I think you should get a cut since you just put this out there in case Kevin didn't know that.
So. Oh, I'm sure he knows that. I'm sure he knows that. So that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, look, it's probably going to get settled quickly. They're going to cut him a check, and he's going to be out of there. I mean,
what do I say about all these goddamn lawsuits? You just take a big-ass, wide-ass net, and you throw it out there, and if you catch yourself a million or 100,000, you're good. I think it's stupid, though, for Kevin Powell to do that. Just make a book. Just write a book, bruh.
The assault.
You want that money.
Yeah, you want that bread. Exactly. You see how much money the movie making, and like you said, the nigga said out of his own mouth that those interviews were part of the movie, that he actually watched those interviews, so that gave him a basis for making this lawsuit anyway.
Right.
But this is just a money grab for this nigga, because how the fuck are you going to get paid off of an interview to me? It's not like he wrote what Pop was going to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, again,
like, it's not a good look to me.
I sat in that chair and held that microphone and I asked questions. So I want to get paid.
Damn. With my check.
Well, again, that's what's up.
I can't call it. That's just...
Right. But like you said, I do like Kevin Powell. I do like him.
I like Kevin. Yeah. I like Kevin Powell.
But in this instance right here, I think it's a money grab.
All right. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest is congratulations to Snoop Dogg. Next year, they're going to add him to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm sure that's going to be a spectacle. I was kind of curious about how many legitimate MCs are actually... I seen that picture of the Yule Log. For those who don't know, that's LL Cool J.
But, you know, Cube just got one. A couple weeks ago.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you got Ice Cube, Snoop will
Will
get
Smith
one.
Is in there. Will Smith has one.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna give. Does your girl Dana got one?
I don't know about Dana.
I don't know.
Or for Queen Latifah, for y'all don't know.
Yeah, Queen Latifah. Yeah.
So will it say Dana Owens or will it say Queen Latifah if she does get it?
That's
she
a good question. That's a good question.
Because she's in that world now.
Yeah. So I don't know how many legitimate MCs actually got stars out there, other than, like you said, Ice Cube.
I don't think Ice-T has one yet, though.
Ice-T should have one.
He should have one.
Should. No, I have to look into that.
Law and Order, hell yeah.
I mean, he's been on that show for 20 years.
Yeah. He was on Trespassing.
Remember that movie? Yeah. That movie was horrible, nigga.
I ain't never seen that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that Trespassing.
You don't want to see it. Yeah, Ice-T was still getting his acting chops up.
I thought Ice-T did a good job on that movie where they was hunting him. What was the name of that movie? Where he was getting hunted? No, that's not Trespass. Oh, shit.
Cube was in that movie too, wasn't he?
Who?
No, with Cube,
no,
yes.
No, just Ice Cube, okay. When they were hunting him.
Yes. They put him out in the wilderness. See,
I remember that movie. Yeah, I know what you're
Ice-T
talking about.
Ice-T was a bum on the street. And they picked him up and cleaned him up and then threw him out in the wilderness and they were live hunting him. That was actually a pretty good movie.
But Ice-T was also in a hip-hop movie wearing a bomber.
I think I know what you're talking about. Surviving, something like Surviving Something.
Yes. Oh, fuck. I can't think of the name of that movie. And Igri's dissing over there. I see he's going to shot.
I'm not dissing. I'm saying that his acting goes way back.
So that bomber, huh?
He threw
that.
Yeah, I'm saying. He was in
Eat Breaking.
Surviving the Game.
Yes. Very good. Now, he talking about...
I ain't never seen nobody with a bomber on in L.A. since I've been here.
He talking about Breaking it. I remember I did say... I remember as a kid saying, damn, it's Los Angeles. It's got to be hot. And why did you got a leather bomber on? But leather bombers was huge at that time.
It was popular.
Quincy and them had to get that.
So, yeah, shout out to all our Hollywood brethren. I see they doing their thing. So, you know, and again, congratulations to Snoop. Indeed. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest we're going to break this down to a couple of parts here, is the freshman, and this title is courtesy of Robbie Uncut. He actually has a very comprehensive thing he did. It's funny, too. The freshman, XXL freshman list is the biggest waste of time, and I agree.
Rubbish.
Pure rubbish. But there's two things that I'm going to admit off the list is that will come true. That number one off this list of 10 MCs, you are going to...
Wait, 10 okay. rappers.
I'm sorry. Matter of fact, rappers. They're not even rappers. Let's just say 10 guys and one lady. You're going to have a future Count in the Amount King that's going to come from this list.
Wow.
Okay? And I got a clip that I'm going to play to illustrate that. And two, I will admit, there's one record... by one artist that I absolutely love. And I'm a sucker for melody. It's really the instrumental. And that hook is probably as good as Master P on Ice Cream. It's incredible.
Wow. He said as good as
as good Master as P good as Master P
Ice Cream. Nigga, your bar is low.
Hey,
Ice Cream, man.
Hey, I'm setting the bar where it is. That's all.
Okay.
I'm just the bar is set where it should be.
Okay, all right.
So let me run through the names quickly. The lady is Kamaya. All right. This next cat, this is real name Swerve, so bear okay. with me. Right. A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie with the Hoodie. Wow. Okay. PNB Rock. I'm butchering this next nigga's name, but I don't care. Mad Day in T-A-O.
All right.
And somebody can do that better than me. I don't give
probably
a fuck.
Probably said it right.
Playboy Cardi. Anna May, or at least that's what it looks like. Anna May with a little thing at the end. Cap G. Kyle Ugly God. And XXX Tenti I Sion. And that's not even right. I'm totally butchering these niggas' names. Okay?
You'll probably never have to say them again.
No, but the one nigga on there is going to be a future County of Mount King. So that is a prediction that will definitely come true. One thing about this list is that the guys on there, maybe two, you're going to be really stretching it. It's three that are actually really rhyming. Okay. And the biggest thing about the list is, and gee, maybe I'm wrong about this, is that I believe that they're trying to set up a transition. Actually, the transition from trap. Every last one of these motherfuckers, maybe except for the young lady, are weirdos.
Yes.
These motherfuckers is aliens, my nigga. Mm. Every last nigga up there is a goddamn alien. Okay? And damn. I don't understand. Now, somebody be like, see, nigga, you old nigga, fuck you. You don't understand that this is what's hot in the streets. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
The gold tips on the dreads.
My nigga, let me tell you something, yo. This shit right here, this shit, all of this shit looks like major label handlers.
Oh, yeah.
This shit don't look like it's organic from the street. You know what I mean? But, you know, I could be wrong. So, the future from this list, the future County of Mount King is that nigga called XXX10TACION. However the hell you pronounce that.
Extension?
Whatever. He is the future County of Mount King. And if we could take a quick pause while Kirchy sets up the film, I'm going to play a clip that will illustrate that.
XXXTentacion's real name is Jesse Onfroy, and he's currently awaiting trial for charges related to violating a house arrest agreement prior to trial for two other charges, armed home invasion robbery and aggravated battery with a firearm. But the most troubling charges brought against X occurred in October 2016 when he was arrested for attacking his girlfriend at the time, who, according to the arrest report, was pregnant. According to the report, quote, the victim's eyes were punched to where both eyes became shut and the victim could not see. The rapper was eventually charged with aggravated battery of a pregnant woman, domestic battery by strangulation, false imprisonment, and witness tampering. For many fans, discovering his music coincided with learning about those charges. Many listeners, including some staff at Complex, have no interest in pursuing the music further, given that X's career is starting off just as these cases are unfolding.
Count in the amount king, my nigga.
Hey, damn. He beat down chick like that, son.
Wow.
She had
and here's the
shut.
Thing. You still trying to say his goddamn name.
he mad because he was the dude that got punched on stage when he was performing.
Yes.
Oh, that's that kid?
Yes.
That's him.
XXX Attention.
He got stole on.
Nigga, that motherfucker looked like a flat penny when they hit his ass.
Well, he deserved
he might
that
not
shit.
Make it to count them out then.
He deserved that shit. That's karma, nigga.
So all that being said, and certainly that's why I said he is definitely going to be a County of Mount King. I see that in his future. No question about that. But let me tell you something in that clip that is so fucking hypocritical is the Complex fucking media act like they don't want to pump him because of these charges. Are you fucking kidding me? When all you do up at a Complex is pump Poison any fucking way, what makes his brand of Poison any more or less lethal
than Kodiak?
Than Kodiak or Keith Chief and all these other niggas you want to use superlatives? Or how about that motherfucker, this gender bender shit that these other niggas got going on? Come on, man. I wonder if anybody picked that up.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
that is just ridiculous. Listen, they're being disingenuous with the whole shit.
Absolutely. That's why they're talking about it like that.
They're trying to act like they're taking the high road now.
Shit.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out. We talking about it, but we ain't playing this goddamn music.
I tell you what, and for full disclosure, I listened to two cuts by each artist. Okay. Other than the fact that these motherfuckers is young weirdos, that's going to appeal to other young weirdos. Man, I get it. I mean, I'm not supposed to like it. You know what I'm saying? I'm 50 years old. But all that being said, there's one cut by one artist that I absolutely drop dead. Just love it.
Wow.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie with the Hoodie. And a cut called Drowning. And this nigga no less has a hook or a part of the verse that goes into the hook that literally goes like this: bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bitch, I'm drowning. No less than
bitch, I'm drowning.
No less than five bust downs in a row before he calls her a bitch and then tells her I'm drowning. Nigga, that shit is absolutely incredible. I'm a sucker for melody, and the melody in that beat is, I love it. I can't even front. I love it.
The reason why I'm laughing here is because he got me. Because I got on my day job, I'm driving out Forestville, and that's a long ass ride for me. And I'm listening to the radio one day just to get me through. And that shit came on, and I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit? What is this bullshit that's playing right now? And about 2 minutes later, I'm bust-down, 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 I'm drowning. I'm all into that shit. Like, oh, they got me. They got me. That's why I was laughing, like, oh, they got me too, nigga.
Well, let me tell you this then, since we putting it out there.
All right.
So before I had even seen any video or anything of this Lil Uzi Vert, I just had an idea what he looked like and left it at that, right? So I hear that song XO Tour Life, and I was like, oh shit, I fuck with this, right? I fuck with XO Tour Life heavy. But then I saw this video of that nigga preeming and propping across the stage. I was like, fuck me.
It fucked with your sensibilities? You couldn't like him no more?
I mean, I have to separate what I saw and what I hear in that one song. So I feel you. It just caught me out there when I heard it. But if I had seen him doing that thing on that stage, I wouldn't even have been able to allow that song to process in my mind.
Mm, well,
it's crazy.
So I'm going to ask our guests, you got anything you want to admit since we're in confession mode?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and confess something, because I work with kids.
Okay.
And, I DJ at my school, so I gotta be in tune with what they listening to. So I know like three of these artists. I think his name Amine, the Matatio dude, and Extension, whatever his name is. But I ain't gonna lie, I kind of like the anime song, Amine song, whatever his name is. Cause I play it so much for the students, they love it. You know what I'm saying? So you feed off their energy. You know, and it's the same thing like E. Gree saying. Like once you start seeing how they actually look and how they be on stage, like, oh come on, man.
Yeah.
You want to delete all that stuff out your computer, man.
So let me ask you a question. I gotta ask you a question. So you're DJing for your students, and obviously, I mean, how do you get that? And are you getting edited versions? How do you get that sanitized enough to play for students?
Man, look, they be having the radio edit cuts, but at the school, I'm in the projects with the school, so they know the song, so it don't even matter if they edit it. They gonna sing the real words, what I'm saying? Man. So I try to clean up as much as possible. If it's not a blatant song, like let's say Rihanna Sex With Me, I won't play that at all. But like songs to where the beat is catchy and it overlay the words, you know what I'm saying? I play those, but I have like the real clean ones though. Okay. And I try to block out, like, you know, I'm smoking the green and stuff like that. You
right,
know
right. No doubt. No doubt. Again, because I know sometimes, you know, we're asked to do an event or whatever, and then you got the old, we want to play the radio version. I'm like, God damn, the radio version? Shit, I'm too old to listen to the radio version and shit.
The radio version, they blocking the curses, but you know what the hell they just
you
said.
You know what they said. Yes. It was funny. I was playing, damn, what was that song? That Drake song with Gucci. I don't even know, but I'm drunk and I'm high. Yeah. I call myself blocking that part out, drunk and I'm high. And the kid's like, I'm drunk and I'm high. I'm like, damn.
Oh, wow.
they already know the words.
Yeah. Wow. That's a sad state of affairs as far as, you know, how our community does that. But I won't belabor the point. So anyway, I did a compare and contrast, and I went to one of my favorite years, 2014. And in 2014, I'm going to read the XXL list of the people. And look at all the people who are now Driftwood from 2014. Okay?
This is just a few short years ago. A
few short years ago. And the top rappers in that list was Chance the Rapper.
Still around.
Rich Homie Quan. Bzz.
Barely hanging on.
Isaiah Rashad. Bzz. Ty Dolla $ign.
Okay. Still hanging on.
Lil Durk.
Lil Durk in Chicago.
Yeah,
he is. He ain't making no noise.
Kevin Gates, jail nigga. Troy Ave, soon to be jail nigga. Vic Mensa, gets a lot of critical acclaim, but bzz.
He just put an album out.
Yeah, bzz. Lil Bibby, he quit. He went to college. Good for him. I'll tell you what, he, you know, I hope he sees the error of his ways while he's in college. John Connor.
Yes, underground. I respect John Connor.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Jaron Benton.
Jaron Benton. I like him. He got nice flows.
And August ALS.
He's a singer. And,
okay. Forget him.
Cena.
I don't care. Bzz, bzz, bzz. So one person on that list I'm going to give an apology to, Jaron Benton.
Oh, yeah.
When he put out that cream.
Compliment.
Yeah, yeah. He put out that cream 2017. That record is still one of the best records. I hear right now, my hand up, King Killer apologized to Mr. Benton, because Mr. Benton, in my prediction, is going to have the absolute album of the year. Yes.
Not the look. I wish people could see the look on this nigga's face right now.
This nigga looked like Shaggy, and they said pizza pie.
Is it dope?
Soinks.
Did you say album of the year?
Son, I'm telling you right here, right now, is word. Jaron Benton is got the album. He is already on my number one slot, and he looked like he not. Gone move.
You must have came out here to Cali and didn't tell me.
But you got some of that real sticky, icky, ooh wee.
I apologize to Mr. Benton, and furthermore, he has got the album of the year.
I haven't heard it. I will hear it though.
The name of the album is called The Mink Coat Killer LP. Son. Son, nah, it ain't got nothing to do with the title. Son. Oh, when you hear it, my nigga, when all of you hear it, you will bear witness. Yo, damn. Oh, what the fuck?
Be in my package, maybe?
Nigga, I'm going to make sure it's in the package.
Boom.
No, that's just take care of that.
I never heard of this dude before.
Wow. You said you went from giving this nigga, he shouldn't have even been on that cream joint.
No.
To saying he's got album of the year.
Son, what I
now,
said.
I like Jaron Benton.
What I said was no disrespect to Jaron Benton, but your boy Nick Grant was just too outrageous on Cream 17, which I still stand by it.
Okay.
But Mr. Benton is saying, fuck all that. I'm going to show you niggas.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, nigga. I definitely can't wait now. I can't wait till after the show because I got to go hear this. Because he might make album of the week.
Oh, he's going
to you.
He's gonna.
Damn, he done hit them with that fake ass the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from Malcolm X. We will hit him on album of the week.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
right, so let's get into it. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is exploring the duality of regional hip hop perspectives. Now, I'm not going to blow this cat up. I got it from a Dick Ride blog. I took a piece of the article. Basically, what the article is doing, okay, let me set it up for you. What the article is doing is saying that different regions in hip hop need different perspectives. Now, I believe that the article is generally a fig leaf to try to cover the fact that most of his generation's heroes can't rhyme. So what he's doing is setting up a fig leaf saying you need both A, B, and sometimes C in any particular region to provide balance. Okay? To me, it's a fig leaf. So let me go into some of the examples that he used. Obviously, he used Mobb Deep because of the passing of Prodigy versus Jay-Z, the corporate. He's saying you need Mobb Deep to balance out a Jay-Z, you know, with once Jay-Z got paid and, you know, all the bling and Burberry and all that dumb shit Jay was talking about once he got paid. Okay? But you needed the Mobb Deep street grit.
Full disclosure, Jay was talking that shit from album one.
Yeah.
Hey, right.
Okay. All right. We got Jay's lawyer and his co-counsel from the Chicago office, I see.
I'm just putting the facts out there. Okay, Jay was talking shit from day one.
You're Jay's lawyer and creative is second chair. I see it. Okay, that's cool. It's cool. It's all cool. Hold up. Since we got the Chicago office on the line, he said currently that's why you need Chance the Rapper a la Keith Chief. You need that balance.
Okay.
Okay, Chicago, I got my ear up. What's good?
Man, Chance is cool to me, man. I like Chance from when he did Acid Rap, his first album. Now his style is just tarnished, man.
Oh, he's paid, though.
Yeah, I guess that's what I mean. He's tarnished, you know. I don't fuck with Chance like that.
Okay.
No more.
All right, that's real. That's real. Let me continue on. Left Coast Louie, you're up.
Uh-oh.
That's why you got Kendrick, and that's why you got YG. Okay, you need Kendrick Lamar for the positive reinforcement. I love black women. You know, we all love black women. You know what I mean?
Like stretch marks.
You know, exactly. No doubt. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, up against the gun-toting YG. You need that balance. Okay?
He said, I can't ever argue against balance, though, B.
But see, it's a fig leaf, okay? And we'll continue, and okay, you see how the fig leaf gets built here. Every right. city needs multiple perspectives. Then he goes into his own city. He was like, now we have the trifecta here. Big Boi, 2 Chainz, and Young Thug have all dropped albums. Three generations of Atlanta's rap of the best. So he's saying, you got Big Boi representing the old school. Then you got 2 Chainz sort of in the middle. And then now you got Young Thug. Okay?
But he said the best.
He said, that's what I'm saying.
Young Thug?
B. See, that's what I'm saying. See, and he does that with a lot of different other guys, but slowly throwing in these non-rapping and a bunch of mumble niggas as the antithesis. You can't have all lyrical giants. You can't have all of the best niggas. You need...
Without there being the best, there can't be the worst. So that, I mean, that's diversity within itself. There's a litany of all different kind of shit that you could listen to, whatever you feel like. And I don't think it, like, even him saying the best, is Young Thug the best at what he does? You know his fucking name, right?
Yeah, we do. But that's my only point of contention is that he said the best, and Young Thug can't be in the best conversation.
See, there
now,
you go.
I agree with the balance thing. We do need balance in this shit, most definitely. But he didn't go far enough with the balance. You need to get some underground niggas in there too. You need all that balance.
See, there you go.
You need to pull all that up in there to get the full balance.
Now you're starting to see why it's a fig leaf article. Now you're starting to see, because what he's doing is subterfuge. He's going to throw up legends that you generally can agree on And even if you don't like guys like that or whatever, I mean, Chance the Rapper, you're right. Acid Rap, he was doing a lot more rapping than he's doing now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, but that's how the commercial lane goes. But at least at some point he was doing rapping, or at least he was emceeing. A lot of guys said he's throwing in an example. He also stays in Atlanta, and he throws in another example. He was like, even particular neighborhoods need a duality of voices. T.I. via Shorty Low. Bankhead needed both voices. Mm-hmm. Did they really?
I guess so.
I thought T.I. represented that whole situation quite eloquently. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know if you needed Shorty Low's voice for that.
But B, it ain't all about T.I. It's the same. B, if I'm only going to speak on diversity and balance, only not that best shit or whatever. Because even with diversity, you still got to have the best all the way through down to the worst, and that is the balance. So it all balances out at the end of the day. But I just don't see a problem with it. And if anything, I'm seeing that this article is probably written on a commercial level only. So he's not going to mention underground rappers.
Well, but see, I'm with Kurt G, and I mean bring Kurt G's point back up. When you want to start saying the best, and then you're going to bring in a name like Young Thug, who isn't even rhyming, and he, like I said, he uses, and there's plenty of mumble rappers in this article, okay? But he's bringing them up in the fact that their voice is equal or equivalent to the best who's ever done it. I mean, if you're going to have Big Boy on one end of the spectrum, and you're going to have Young Thug or Yachty on the other end of the spectrum, and you're going to tell me those scales are even, the scales of justice are even? Okay, those cats deserve to have hit records and make money in the same way, just like MCs who weren't good, let's say, in our day. Everybody likes to throw Joski Love under the bus. Okay, we can do that. Everybody wants to throw the Rapping Duke under the bus. Okay, yeah, fine. Okay, but they did their record and they were out of there. We weren't pumping them up as like, yo, Joski Love, yo, he's getting with Rakim. He's just as nice as Rakim.
Stone him.
And this is what this guy at the article is trying to push. That's the kind of shit he's trying to push. And all these young guys who write like that are still trying to find angles. And even people in the comments were saying, oh yeah, people gonna have to realize that you can like Mobb Deep and Young Thug at the same time, or you can like this and that at the same time.
But can you not though, B? That's no different than saying you like hip hop and house music at the same time.
That's true. And yeah. I'm not saying that you can't like it.
Right.
But when you start going into that, these guys are equal and equivalent to.
Okay, yeah. Not, no. No.
Okay. See, that's the subterfuge. He sets it up like, oh, you can like, you know, Apple Jacks and syrup. That's the way he's setting it up. Oh, you could like Apple Jackson syrup.
That sound like diabetes, my nigga. Man, straight sugar.
But let me tell you something. Why you liking your Apple Jacks and syrup? You know what I'm saying? Are they the same?
No.
No.
Yes. Nah. And certain artists shouldn't be named in the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying with that.
Right, and that's all I'm saying, is that's the way he kind of set it up. And let me tell you something. Let me look at check this out. The last line, in one of the last lines in the article, it was like, hip-hop doesn't always reward the most talented. Even he got to admit, yeah. even he's admitting a little bit that, yeah, hip-hop doesn't, even he's got to admit that a lot of these mumble niggas and these upcoming weirdo niggas, come on, B. I mean, I think he wants equal time. I think he wants you to consider their art the way you would consider the best of your particular generation.
I think we hold those other, the younger generation. I honestly think we hold them to the same standard that we held our heroes, because just as we just all admitted, there are songs from these young boys that we like.
And that's not a problem.
Generally speaking, we're not fucking with that shit.
And that's not a problem. And it's one thing, that I find that younger, you know, people generally, they are afraid to throw their heroes under the bus. Mm. As many times as we done sat up here in this show, if I ever found out that somebody's writing, co-writing for for one of my heroes. I'm throwing him under the bus.
But we already know Drake should have been under a bullet train, but it didn't happen.
Nah. No, but I'm just saying, until you get enough time when even the best of the best can't be a secret cow. I mean, look right. How many people spent time, and it's not even, wasn't even about rhyming, who spent time basically throwing Afrika Bambaataa, you know, one of the three people on hip hop's, you know, Mount Rushmore under the belt. They spent considerable time hanging pedophile charges on that nigga. He was not a sacred cow.
Nope.
Nope. Not trying to protect him.
So, and until people who write articles like this get to that point, I can't even have a conversation. Can't even have a conversation where, yes, I'm not trying to delegitimize Young Thug or anything he does. You know what I mean?
My lifetime.
But don't you ever in your absolute life try to compare him to Three Stacks or Big Boy, even if it's just in Atlanta. Don't you ever. Don't do it.
That's ridiculous.
Damn right it's ridiculous.
It'd be so hard not to get into arguments I ain't gonna say arguments, but debates with people these days with just the hip hop music and these so called rappers. You know what I'm saying? And every time they bring up, you know, it don't matter if somebody wrote that for them. You know, I just want to hear good music. Like, come on, that's y'all not understanding the basic of the culture. You know what I'm saying? This I just don't get it. And we'll just get into some heated debates all day, and then I just get ganged up. I'm like, all right, y'all won, man. You know.
Wow. don't give up, bruh. Fight that fight.
Well, no. So,
but let me ask you this, though. Let me switch it to a different lane real quick, because, you know, our man's JC from up top. He is a teacher as well, and he's constantly talking to us about how he even got into ciphers with students and stuff like that. How do you bring hip-hop, if you do, into your classroom?
I show them my videos. I got a video out called Beautiful. I do a couple songs. So I show them, you know, the songs I do. Because I try to do positive hip-hop. You know, I try to keep cursing out. And, you know, I curse a little bit, but I try to keep... I won't be talking about, you know, I'm fucking bitches, I got money and stuff like that. So I try to bring a different avenue, you know, with that in my music. And then, you know, when I'm mixing and DJing, you know, up there, I throw in some old hip-hop music, you know, like I throw in some old Rakim, because some of the teachers know it, you know. And then when the teachers get excited, the kids get excited, like, oh, what's that, you know. So that's how I engage that with them. But then it all just falls down, you know, once that... The banging 808 beats come in with the melodies, you know, it just all go downhill from that. So
look, let me tell you something. I and this is a key thing, and actually you're doing God's work, because you are at least attempting to bridge the gap. I still say the biggest thing that is hip hop is that this generation, and not even this generation, I'm not going to blame it on them. I'm going to say the generation that came up with the internet, the technology generation, they have no point of reference of their history. And my example was, do you guys remember the Coca-Cola commercial where the kid was upstairs listening to the Mary J. Blige Method Man version of you Got All I Need?
Right.
And then downstairs, the dad was listening to the Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell version. And what Coca-Cola set up, it was a very good commercial, but set up the generation upstairs is listening to that same record but there was a generational connection. That connection has been broken. Okay, because kids come up with their own playlists separate from their parents. They have no zero point of reference. So I believe that is the key thing that is broken in hip hop, and that's why you can barely even reach kids on a conversation level, because there's no point of reference. Mm-hmm. And I think that Coca-Cola commercial really did a good job of explaining and giving you the connection. So
mm-hmm. A couple kids they wanted me to start like a poetry club, and I thought about doing that, you know, just to see where their mind's at and just to get them creative, you know, get them, influence them to be able to write things they feel about instead of just hearing things they hear on the radio, you know, because all they hear, you know, is what they play, you know, Sex With Me and all that other stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I got some kids that's like inclined and want to do like a poetry. And if I do that, I slide in, you know, some hip hop elements with that. So I'm still fighting to, you know, preserve the culture and to instill that into them, you know.
Yeah, indeed. No doubt.
We appreciate your work, my brother.
Son, you're doing God's work.
We need to bridge the gap in some kind of way.
No doubt. I'm sending that All I Need Coke commercial right this second on Twitter, sir.
All right.
Interactive.
All right. So anyway, you know how we do. It's Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got Paul's One, Pick Your Poison. That's Paul's One, Pick Your Poison. And GQ Nothing Pretty Animation. That's GQ Nothing Pretty Animation. And the instrumental joint is Vaporize Proxima. Vaporize Proxima.
All right. So I'm going to ask our guests, is there anything you want the Hip Hop Digest family to know? Where they can get at you, if you want them to get at you, what projects you trying to pump, let them know what's good.
Oh yeah, no doubt. So everybody get at me at creative_FBE, creative with a K, _FBE. The FBE stands for Family Biz Entertainment. That's the Chicago independent label I'm with, dope independent label. You can check us out at www.familybizentertainment.com. If you need beats, hip hop, trap, whatever you need, we got them. The project I've been working on for about 4 years now. I'm still working on it. It's called 1983. That's going to be coming out pretty soon. You know, I'm standing that hip hop lane, that positive hip hop lane. I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. So I throw some comic book elements in it. You know what I'm saying? So my comic heads, my geeks, you know, they relate to me. So I stay true to my craft. I'm not trying to be nobody else and who I'm not, you know. So that's what it is.
Son, we need that.
Yes.
We need that. I'm just saying we need that, and we need that element. We need that again. Like you said, you comic book geeks, you know, on another level. Like Kurt G said last week, everybody can't be either, you know, selling drugs or pimping. I mean, there's more than life than that.
Right.
Well, look, son, I got to give a couple shout-outs real quick, and then I got a question I want to get us out of here.
Okay.
First couple shout-outs, though. This kid, Mike Parker, just said, man, Hip Hop Digest, man, y'all give me a reason to listen to still listen to hip-hop. Thank you. Yo, thank you for listening to us, bro.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yo, appreciate S for being on with us last week. It was dope.
Yes.
DJ Chizad for putting us out there as one of the podcasts to listen to. 40 Savage. That's crazy. We got somebody talking about 40 Savage liking this shit. So I wasn't ready for no Savage shit. But CJ, the Lehman Brothers, Marco Segura, all that. So and Brother Fahim. So what I do want to ask y'all on our way out is, I've been bugging all week. I can't stop, okay? I can't stop because it's like, is this shit real? I saw Dr. William Cosby come out of his trial talking about some motherfucking, hey. What the fuck, son?
Cos bugging.
Cos, this shit's getting to him, B.
I ain't see that.
He's got a lot of stress on his brain right now.
Somebody told me that, and I thought it was some bullshit. So I searched it. And I saw it's real.
Wow.
Cos bugging.
He got a lot of stress, did that shit.
A lot of stress on his brain. That nigga, that was a little release valve for him doing that nigga, shit right there.
Fat Albert.
He created that shit. It ain't something that's out the blue.
Son, I know
he created, but you coming out of court from being accused of raping 2,000 women. Nigga, come on.
Son, first of all, I got to be honest with you. I want to get in and get out of this quickly because Cos is a rabbit hole. I believe that Cos certainly, I believe Cos probably did it, and I believe Camille knew what time it was. I stand by it. So that's all I got to say about that. Now, were they trying to railroad Cos? Yes. Yes, they were trying to railroad him. So.
Well, I just thought it was crazy because Dr. William Cosby did that shit coming out of court. I was not ready for that.
So
that's on some serious senility type shit to me.
That's what's up. Kurt G, don't you say you had a shout out?
Yes, I do. And I want to apologize to Mr. Murray because I didn't see his reply. But I want to give a shout out to his beautiful bride, Kim. This is a shout out to you.
All right. That's what's good. So I guess
shout out. Another shout out. Can I give a shout out to Asha, my yoga instructor from Charlotte, North Carolina?
Okay, y'all niggas getting overboard. Yo.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, no doubt. And to all the friends on the text chain, this has been a happy recording day. We'll see you next week. I'm out.
Word. Peace. Peace.
One.
Bring it back to life, back to reality. You walk a fine line playing with mine. The greatest story ever told in rhyme. We climax in 95. With them a raw rap, it's nine to skin all y'all cats alive. Take your time, don't rush the clock. Infamous rock for good years. Pass like my thumbs on lock. Holding the pot down slow. But assuredly, spoon feeding these starving ass heads catch a shake fiendishly. Our word is shortness, probably recording this. Of course, kid, keeping they sights upon it. Exclusiveness, like some new type of kicks. They got those things, Vic. Walking past the wrong man in my clique. You get charged with intent to kick that boost. Welcome to the legend, this host.
Yo, we the men for the operation, you know the M.O. BB's warrior style, rare species. Catch us on your block or on your widescreen TV. From Jones Beach to overseas, from over there, it's right back to the beats. Longevity and all the great grand CZ. For my QBC Duns, it's all real, we hold it down. You bust yours, we bust ours, and stay on the firm ground. Pass the Dutchie while I handle the handy thinking. They never catch me sleeping, stay on top of this properly. I know they watching me, if not, they're probably waiting for a downfall, scheming on my property. We got the remedy, let them get a little close. Let them smell the tree smoke, hit them with a blow. And let nobody know it's snakes in the grass. You gotta watch where you moving, son. Shots get low, don't ever run with the crowd, son. Stick and move, you hear me? And that's the way we rockin', the only way to live. If you really think about it, every move is humble with precision. Care for door decisions, and my hoe could see the same vision. 41st till I delete the part, till then I'll be somewhere getting bent up in a den, sipping gin. Why you should cat just pretend to be something that you're not, and that's not good, my friend. On a personal, I ain't even feeling you cats. Don't even acknowledge the fact that you weak raps. Who us caps at? On a rag, laugh at, son, you know we passed that. Get them out of here, cause you can have that.
4 pounds. Stumbled off ground, fire off many a rounds. I heard return fire 3% of the times. Your dogs is wives, acting like girls. Get feminine with handling guns. You can run and take the window, son. I feel it's hot one. We rip all stripes, dun dun, without a fight stump. We keep the house dope like Pop Vinny's. We twist and pop Henny, getting whack on the dilly. And pins get Jimmy turning Max fully. Now they banded, caught red-handed, and got remanded. Fought a 1-3 for VOP and NCCV. They sent me on a hug tour, state facilities. What could I do but sneak burn a tree or a tobacco leaf and wait until my time serve and get released? Cool, back on the streets, I seen some old drama. I still hold heat to send your ass straight to trauma. These kids started grinning like they ready and willing. I gave them exactly no time to switch feelings. Pulled out, so my man look out, commence the warfare and rock these to sleep like this here. 72 like as if I was back on the tier. Hours up, thinking how I'ma tear they ass up out the basket. Belligerent glass heads, I'm bashing. No knowledge of the man or his accent. Well, class now is incessant. Soldier boy, today's aim is never show your heat and don't flame it. You playing life with a man who lives by the sword and dies naturally against all karma and laws. What? Speed on to get peed on.
Yo, we the men for the operation, you know the M.O. BB's warrior style, rare species. Catch us on your block or on your widescreen TVs. From Jones Beach to overseas, from over there, it's right back to the beats. Longevity to all the great grand CZ.
Yo, M-O-B-B, D-E-E-P. World up, Q bubble, mad double on my live. Check it, check it. Nobody close to they toe, so chill. Nobody move, players stand still. You know the drill, cause it's real. Like the Marvin, Shaquille O'Neal. I have late to track, Shaq banging it ill. No, you get off simply with enough rough shit. There another damn team to touch this. Get off it, come off that. Imaginary act and listen to reality rap. M-O-B-B-D-E-E-P, be like that. Link back, scooping shorties up from they acts. Check it black, nothing with these QB's most infamous. Real live NY, stay dog entertainers. You can hate us, but can't play us. Be left cold, full of holes, asking why I don't make a sense. Shots and whatnot, come at ya. Leave fake those and raptures. Perhaps you're stuck off the things we got. Beats is hot like fiends, I'll be pulling fans through blocks. What?
And you ain't saying nothing that and I everybody said, rep the QBC. Killer Black non-stop all day, kid. You know it. Rep the QBC. Rapping noise, body cheek. Rep the QBC. Todd Nitty, golf all the part three. Rep the QBC. Gambino. Scarface, rest in peace. We living this, why you faking it? God cast, take that. Let it grow, man, do this. Stand back and watch the drama unfold right under your eyelids. Trying to infiltrate the click, it. Wanna be cast, get pushed to the side, done. Rep the QB, word to me, die for mine. So you feminine, bitch me, trying to let you. Had it bouncing like a slug out of tutu. You know the drill, I ain't got a screen, keep it real. You been to the shows, plus you know how we rock, don't. Stuck up, brought for the ice, pour some Henny in my cup. Rep the QBC, got it, money low, hit it with the body blow. Rep the QBC, nature, Escobar called Mega. Rep the QBC, 40 in the 41st side. Rep the QBC, you know the drill, out of town, this kid come across the head.
Hey yo, my money walks while you bullshit. Talk sells nothing. I'm calling your front, stop bluffing. Provoke a stroke with my 42 seconds of dope. Adrenaline pages flood my notebook. Yo, rapanoid broke the neck off the song. The dawn took a swig, now bring that shit home. Bang like the 7mm chrome. And pineapples going off on the fourth. Read the raw report while we extort these devils in the flesh. You settling for less when I'm pulling up my guests. Just to wait for the tech while the tannoys pump them off stump music. Check out the rep, we get better with time. Still shine and climb, we can rhyme and still cut these dimes. It be the nighttime vultures. Swoop down and scrape your plates. Bound from state to state, need to lock your gates.
Word up,
hate to do it to you.
To all my people,
I'm
on my
tongue,
you know what I'm saying? That's falling under, word up.
Now watching over us.
ACD, y'all,
word up.
Rep the QBC,
lead that.
Step aside. Bitches. Fuck my castle. Where we from,
Dun? Feel my gap blow.
Did that go?
Feel my gap blow.
Did that go?
Feel my gap blow.
Did that go?
Feel my gap blow.
Rocket takes form. Songs bring down the forum. Sedate niggas and relate toward them. Text Marvel. Infamous cutting soul parcel. Ship a box to your local rag repository. Mind twirler. My discourse will throw a nigga further. Off balance, expose your true colors. You ain't thugged out. I damn near fell out. Hearing y'all niggas run at the mouth.
Yeah, running at the mouth. No, no. Put it back a replay. Slow mo. Rolling for Dolo. Crash shit like a 9-8 brand new whip. Flash shit like ice from Diamond District. Cop biscuits. Live and dangerous. The wrist shit. Son, you heard? Are you listening? Then stop bitching, cause we gun paid. put me down, get made, get bent as hell, talk shit, get laid. Did that go? Feel my gap blow. Did that go? Feel my gap blow. Did that go? Feel my gap blow. Did that go?
Did that go? Two ways, even with your dick or with the fifth. I spit flames at him quicker than I'll forgive. Put your life on it, mob niggas only shit. Down for the cause, respect the IMD and take a L. Respect my QB reps and not yours, yo. Move them niggas aside and take force. Done, you can't hold us. Security can't control us. Coming out the venue, so up. What?
On your chick, push whips, invest shit. If I wreck shit, cop the next shit to make it right on red. Handle business, do shit, confuse the feds. Never lose my head, push your wig instead. Rap annoyed on my side, so that's extra bad. Fuck it, I'm shiesty, yo, it's kids to be fed. Little thun-thuns got me going hard for the lump sum. Bite the hand to feed you and I let you know how we do. Did that go?
Feel my gap blow.
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 Right there. Yeah. Spin that back. Drop.
I just wanna chill, but yet still getting confronted by ice grills. They learn when I hit it with heat inconspicuous. Stunt just a little bit, start we gonna finish this shit. You little niggas running around snot nose. I laugh with a cold grin, I bet you wanna pose. You fucking with a nigga who done been through the bullshit. Niggas die wasabi, close friends turn to grimy. Wifey, boning associates, hate a simple bitch. Add it all together, you know who you fucking with. A nigga who can give a fuck if you broke. Give a fuck what he told, got the drop and blow. You just scared nigga trying to live, yellow back and shit. You's a real good actor, you click actresses. The fact is, niggas lose strikes for trying to master this. Habits a total package, knock a nigga off his axis.
When I switch to get backwards, real niggas ain't through. Beef and it's on thun, lick off if I have to. Niggas green gangster. Real niggas play low, play in the back, but fuck around and get smacked, yo.
When I
switch to cap backwards, real niggas hand through. Deep when it's on done, let go if I have to. Niggas been gangsta, real niggas play low. Yo,
gun, I love it when these niggas think it's something sweet with P. Love it when people doubt me. Love it when you niggas write songs about me. I love confrontation. Love it when a nigga that don't rap be hating. I love it when they think it's only a song I'm faking. They love to see their face with my gun banging. And I would love for us to bump into each other on the humble. Your niggas are stabbing, my niggas will fuck you. Y'all niggas are flagging. Yeah, we got one, two. Infamous, I heard you screaming our name. What up with you? Let me explain something. We the world's most. Y'all rap niggas, we do this shit for real, Loke. Listen, I knock your hustle down, kid. You should fall to the next nigga. I'll murder you, bitch. I would love to watch you bleed and take your last breaths, give you pain and let you get acquainted with death, boy.
Switch the cap backwards, real niggas hand through. Deep when it's all done, look up if I have to. Niggas green gangsta, real niggas play low. Play in the background, fuck around and get smacked, yo. Switch the cap backwards, real niggas hand through. Deep when it's all done, look up if I have to. Niggas green gangsta, real niggas play low. Play in the background, fuck around and get smacked, yo. Switch the cap backwards. Screen gangster. Cause I'm a pussy cat backwards. Niggas screen gangster. Your niggas play dope. Play in the background. Fuck around and get smacked. Yo,
I'm a pussy cat backwards.
I'm sending cops to cop hell with gasoline drawers. Fuck your rules and your bullshit laws. I couldn't give a fuck about your petty annie. I'm a vigilante who stole every nigga granny. I'm a crook so the cops wanna take what I got, but when they try, they gonna get popped in the motherfucking head at point blank range. I treat a cop like some change, as flattery is fucking brave. The insane paragraphs are pain to text shoot on. Keep a crisp 20 for a bag of Buddha. You know my style, I get fucked motherfucking wow. Pop a cop and put the bitch nigga on trial. The little fool keep my cool when I peep from jet on the roof, kill him, fuck dead, I don't need him. But then again, who does? I didn't set a motherfucker. I cut at you like butter, so check my block and get that ass glock. Cause around my way, all niggas do is dream about crocs. I'm a shoot to kill, and bitch ass cops don't get no props. Around my way, we buck them down at the playground. The bitches in blue ain't worth shit. Quick, shorty grab his gun, and now we're on the run. I'm going all out on a 9 to 5 to kill him off till there ain't one badge alive. Shorty feeling with an attitude, and I'll be damned if you ever find a better dude. I'm letting on 5 shots for any 5 cops that wanna step up and get that ass dropped. And it's on with the cops in my neighborhood. The punk motherfuckers ain't no good. I know a herb cop when I see him. Call his bluff if he think he tough enough to walk my streets, or shoot a fair one with a one time. Grab his nice dick and beat his ass down till he flatline. And now I'm up to my knees in police blood in the projects. So which cop
you
is
walk
next?
Down, yeah. You want the motherfucker down, walk him down, yeah. You want the motherfucker down, walk
I got a crew of pistol bangers that's real live, so welcome to hell, pig, you won't survive long. Cause I refuse to get locked down. Tried to cuff me up, so I murdered the fucking clown. Me and my crew is around the ways most wanted, so step up, cop, and act like you want it. Little nigga, who done it? Cause I was running, I'm motherfucking gunning. I keep the cops running, so stick them up, copper, it's a jack. When you clock the police academy, forgot to teach you about my block. So if you come back, bring your best 2 extra clips and punch your bulletproof vest too. And that's the way we play, kid.
Word up, send them into the hell, dude.
As I walk the project blocks, trumped up, deployed on point for cops. Cause around my way, they try to shut a nigga down. It seems like every time I turn around, I see one of my people's getting hemmed up. Either you run or it's a chance of getting fucked. But fuck, what the hell? Shit is real and that's just how it is. That's how it is if I was just reading my fucking crib. A crew of blue pack and mad heat. But 5-4, better no click, click. That's how we go in 92. Buck them down at all. Make them crawl to the fucking floor. Straight to hell, you ask why. It ain't hard to figure. Cause they quick to put a gap in a nigga. So this nigga stays with his finger on the trigger. Till I say no more. Till his death he fell. Buck him in the face and let him rot in cock hell.